Blog Talk Radio.
Show. As always, we hope we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and, of course, good spirits. Each and every day, we try to give you the best show that we possibly can and try to stimulate you with all types of information that you will find useful and helpful to you in your life. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we have Mr. Tony Lewis of Designer Fitness and Wellness Center. Mr. Tony Lewis is the owner of Designer Wellness and Fitness and is a guru in the areas of fitness and, of course, health and all of those other things. Tony is one of those individuals that has basically dedicated his life to providing quality service to not only his members but to all of those people that are looking to improve their health and their wellness and their level of fitness. And one of the things that he does to help people is he also helps them a lot with their nutritional needs and explains to them about different things that, you know, we're kind of bombarded with in the public in the sense of, you know, different types of supplements, different types of things that we add to our foods and the health impacts that those things actually possess and how they affect us and us being able to do the things that we're supposed to be doing as we look to gain better health and fitness. Because like most people know, a lot of different things that we get nowadays, they just don't have the vitamins, they don't have the minerals, and they're also not providing to us the best thing for. So a lot of times, the things that we look at as being helpful are actually harmful. And because of people like Tony, you know, we're getting to people and also allowing them to look into it a little further, to not just take his word for it, but to let him put that seed in your mind that there could be a problem with this and maybe you need to look a little further instead of just accepting what they tell us on television and just accepting, you know, what we see on a regular basis. Because, again, you know, like somebody told me one day, I can't go to somebody that's poor and actually get them to tell me how to become rich. I can't get somebody that doesn't understand trigonometry or physics or basic mathematics and get that person to teach me mathematics. Why? Because they don't have a foundation. They don't have any knowledge. And then most of us have just enough knowledge to be dangerous and not really be helpful, even though our intent may be to be helpful. But anyway, without any further ado, I want to get to the person in who we all called in to listen to, and also hopefully if we get any callers that want to call in, we'd appreciate it. Also on our soy show, which was kind of changed around, we actually got quite a few people that actually listened to that show. But what can I tell you? Hopefully that show, even though we kind of diverted a little bit from our major subject, was one that was beneficial to everyone that listened. But with no further ado, Tony, are you with us?
Yeah, man. What's going on?
Nothing much. How are you there, Hard Charger?
Man, you know me, I'm doing my thing, man. I'm out there trying to make it happen, man. You know, I'll have time to sit around and wait and waste time, man. I'm trying to make it happen, man. What about you?
Oh, same here. I stay busy, stay active. I mean, even if you look at Blog Talk, I think our shows have, like, doubled and tripled. I actually have a waiting list now of people just to get on. So I guess, you know, the message is getting out there, and even though people are busy and we're all busy, we're starting to find time to do the things that are actually worth doing. But anyway, enough about me, enough about the show, enough about you. Let's talk about what you got to share, Hard Charger.
Hey, man, whatever we're talking about tonight, I thought we was going to do the soy thing, but I guess we're not. Whatever we're talking about, I'm ready because this is just something I could probably talk for the next 2 or 3 hours at least.
I hear
whatever
you.
Topic that we have, but What are we talking about tonight?
We're talking about things that we would use instead of, that we don't want to use, that we're using instead of sugar.
Okay. Oh, great topic.
Yes, sir.
that, because you know what the problem is, Erin? A lot of people are used to the pink, the blue, and the yellow. Now,
yes, sir.
We are using those color codes because we don't want to call those products names out. And everybody, that all of your listeners, the one gift that God gave us, he gave us common sense, but there's a little pink package that my grandma used to use for years, and there's a blue package, and then they came out about 10 years or so, they came out with what they thought was a better product, and it came in a yellow package. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
You know where I'm going with this, right?
Yes.
But all of those products have one of the most, what I think, and this is me, one of the most dangerous ingredients in it, and it's called aspartame.
Correct.
Aspartame has about 97 different side effects. And it's used to sweeten things when we take out the sugar and say, oh, well, you know, it's sugar-free gum or sugar-free this or sugar-free that. But basically what they use as a sweetener is the artificial substitute called aspartame, which is probably, I would rather almost have the sugar than have the aspartame.
Wow. I know that they say that aspartame has been available for more than about 30 years now, and it's used as a food sweetener for beverages and, of course, you know, food and other beverages and things along that nature.
Right. So, you know, there's a product out there that I use that's called Stevia. You can get it and here's the thing. It has its own color as well. It comes in a green package, or you can get it in a liquid form, but I often recommend my clients or my people who I work with in the nutrition field to use a stevia. But, you know, there are some pros and cons with that, just with anything else, but I believe that's the safer choice, put it that way. I like the liquid form of it. You can get it almost at any health food store now. They even are making some Coca-Cola, like soda, you know, sodas that kids like. Instead of having an actual soda, it is now a soda that has the sweeteners, just stevia, versus anything like aspartame or regular just sugar.
Right. So you would recommend that or sugar, but anything but aspartame for the most part at this point.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan. I'm not a big fan of artificial sweeteners. And again, you know, it's a lot of things. It's in a lot of things. It's in gum. It's in some of these iced teas that you make, you know, that you go to some of the stores and, you know, you just think you're running into the store and you're getting a diet iced tea. And basically they just put aspartame in it to give it some flavor and maybe give it a little bit less of a sugar taste. But basically that's all they're putting in it is aspartame.
Right.
And there's a lot of different side effects to aspartame.
I believe you. I know, too, I mean, I know we're talking about aspartame today, but I know there's another thing that a lot of people have a misunderstanding about. You know, you get a lot of people that talk about, well, you know, you need to get that brown sugar, and they don't understand that brown sugar is still sugar.
Yeah, it's basically sugar with syrup on it.
Right.
You know, it's still sugar, but, you know, to be honest with you, I think the alternative, even with brown sugar versus aspartame, I'm still going to go for the brown sugar. Now, I'm not promoting brown sugar at all, but I just really advise people to stay away from the aspartame.
Right. But the reason I brought that up is because I know there's a lot of people. Matter of fact, I was talking to my brother the other day, and he was telling me, man, you know, you got to use brown sugar because brown sugar is healthy. And I was like, dude, all that is, you know, syrup. You know, to give it the color brown. It's still sugar.
Right.
It was just
funny. And, you know, and sugars, but, you know, I would say this in the defense for that is, you know, sugars is a natural product. It's one of the products, as long as it haven't been bleached or you know, genetically modified in some ways, form or shape or fashion, it's still more of a natural product than aspartame is. So, you know, that's where we, you know, where we definitely have to be careful at.
Right, but you know, you get a lot of people that are, you know, old school, and great grandma used to use brown sugar, and they just don't understand that it's the same thing. But
right. Anyway,
be with aspartame.
Right. Yeah, I'm just not the aspartame guy. You know, if you ask me, I'm just definitely not the aspartame guy.
Right. So even though it's been approved by the USDA, you know, the Food and Drug Administration, it's still something that actually causes us more problems than actually helps us.
Right, but also remember the USDA, if I'm not mistaken, it is them. I don't want to give them a bad name if I don't have to, but they also approve ketchup as a vegetable. So, I mean, you got to figure the source, consider the source. And, you know, certainly in some school districts now, they're considering ketchup as a vegetable versus, you know, real raw vegetables.
Right. That's incredible. I know that aspartame is also used because it can be up to 200 times sweeter than sugar. You think that that's another reason, or just because it's a cheaper product to put out?
Well, yeah, that's it is, but also, yeah, you hit the nail on the head. Cheap. It's cheap. I mean, you can get it cheap, man, and you know, there's a 60 Minutes did a little show on aspartame some time ago. Actually, this was before Mike Wallace actually died. And you would be surprised now of how many of those sports drinks and, you know, obviously diet sodas and all those things. And there's, you know, the diet Coke Zero and Max and all those things. Basically, that's what they're using. They're using the artificial sweeteners and aspartame. It's about, you know, over six, I believe the number is like 6,000 products that,
wow,
that they actually use aspartame for now. So,
well, I know that I was reading, or to get prepared for the show, I was reading a thing, and it says that they can replace up to 99% of the calories in soft drinks by using aspartame. They also say that without that particular low sweetener, that many of the reduced calories and light products, such as those used today for soda and stuff like that, wouldn't even exist.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because it's cheap. It's cheap, man. It's almost like high fructose corn syrup. You know, that made everything cheaper. It cut down on fuel costs for a lot of the different manufacturers. So, you know, that's what some of these companies are doing now. That's why you can go into whatever your local grocery store and you can buy a six-pack of soda for $3. Because it costs more to make the can than it does to make the ingredients that goes in it.
That's pretty funny.
A lot of these things. So,
and I know the American... American Diabetes Association also considers it as an acceptable sugar substitute, and they say that it's safe for diabetics and diabetic meals, so it's also in the foods that we're getting, too.
Wow. Now, you said the American Diabetes Association has said it is acceptable?
Yes, sir.
Oh, really? Okay. I didn't know. That's one for me. I didn't know that. Because I know they've went back and forth with a couple of different products. And again, I know at one point, I believe that they were saying that Stevia was a better product. But hey, you know, things change when people change, and this is an election year, and you know.
Well, they still may be saying that
the money controls the power right now.
Yeah, you still may be right. Stevia still may be better. However, it's how you say it. It's where you get the information from, and who's guiding that information. It's like a lot of studies. You brought up a couple of different studies where you've actually told us, you know, we need to look at who's actually getting paid to do the study or who's running the study, you know, because if the study is for, I don't know, a particular substance and I'm the person that creates that substance, then of course the information I'm going to share may not be a lie, but it's going to be information that promotes what I'm looking at.
Absolutely. And the bottom line is, it's a dangerous drug. It's an addictive drug. It's, again, 97 different side effects. It can't be healthy for you. And the number one side effect put them in order, because I guess one is not worse than the other. But when I read and did research on this thing, man, I heard that brain cancer was one of the side effects. That's enough right there would just get me going. But as you know, I'm a golfer, and I like to play golf. And one of the side effects that I have seen from guys, they couldn't really focus when they were standing over the golf ball to putt. One of the side effects from aspartame is a detached retina.
Wow.
Would affect the eyes. So, you know, Now you really got me tripping because I'm not trying to mess my golf game up at all just because of the fact that, you know, I'm out there having a soda. And they also sell a lot of that stuff on the golf course too, you know, diet sodas. And some of those drinks are just flavored drinks that are just sweetened with the aspartame.
Right. I know that right now there's some aspartame, conspiracies kind of going on. And there's some definitely down on it. I mean, even if you look at on the show site, I actually found a sign that has a no more aspartame. And I thought that was pretty interesting.
You know,
that movement is definitely growing.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's amazing how, again, like I said, who pays for the study is basically how you get the results from the study are based on who pays for it in most cases. And unfortunately, that's not fair to the consumer, the American public, or your listeners or people that I work with, because there's so much information out there that was published, or they may have seen it on one of those doctor shows that comes on in the afternoon. And if this particular doctor said it was good, then it's the gospel. And people tend to think, oh, well, it's good. But it's all of these things are debatable. I mean, you know, just because I say it or you say it, there's going to be two or three other guys that say, oh, no, this guy's off his rocker. I use aspartame all my life. But meanwhile, you know, he's growing another, you know, an extra finger or something. But it's just the opinion of what I can give my clients. I always tell clients, don't just take my word for it. Let's learn together and let's figure it out as far as let's do the research together and find out. I would rather be right than to be completely wrong and then you have something go wrong. You know what I mean? Something goes wrong with you. There's a 50-50 chance that I'm right, and there's a 50-50 chance that I'm wrong. I would rather be right.
You're making a recommendation and then telling people to go ahead and look for themselves, and if they can back it up, go for it. If not, then such so be it. Because I know I was reading in one article, it says that aspartame is by far the most dangerous substance on the market that is added to foods today. And it was talking about how it's hidden in brands such as NutraSweet, Equal, Spoonful, Equal Measures, and different things like that, and about 75% of the advertised products that are out there, but it has a 75% adverse effect, you know, to foods that are actually using it. And I think that was something that was reported to the FDA.
Right. And again, you know, I wasn't going to say the names of all those people that those, I always call them the pink, the blue, or the yellow.
This show is an opinion.
Since you've already said it, but, you know, NutraSweet and Equal, and here's the other one that I always tell people, you know, since we let the cat out of the bag, Stevia, is it Stevia, the one that's in the yellow pack? I'm so used to calling them yellow now. But
I think
the one that's in the yellow pack. Well,
okay.
You know which one. They all have the same ingredients. And, you know, they're not healthy products, and there's no way you can convince me that they are.
Right. And again, ladies and gentlemen, you know, if you have any questions about anything that's being said today, we're not telling you to take my word for it or Tony's word for it. We're saying that you should go out and do the research, because an educated consumer is, of course, the best customer, so to speak. But there's different articles out there that talk about it, and they talk about the technical names of some of these particular products that have, or the names of some of these products that have Aspedia, that have the product that we're talking about actually in it. So you should go out there and do your own research, do your own information, and look for it, because, again, your health is very important to you, and without your health, you have nothing. But, again, Tony, go ahead.
Well, the one I was talking about, the yellow package, is the Splenda.
Splenda.
Splenda. You know, I'm not a big fan of it. I just think it's not a product that I would recommend to my clients. Now, whether they disguised aspartame, and because it could be disguised as dextro and all these other names. I mean, they have so many different names they can hide this stuff in now that, you know, the public, unless you have a degree in microphysics or something, you won't know what these things are called. But I, you know, I just, again, I just don't think it's a good product.
Right, right. And just to back that up, ladies and gentlemen, just right now I'm coming up with, it says, according to research, researchers and physicians that study the adverse effects of astatine, it says the following chronic illnesses can be targeted or worsened by the ingestion of atrazine: brain tumors, multiple sclerosis, epilepsy. Sorry about that. I'm having one of those moments myself. Chronic fatigue syndrome, Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's, mental retardation, lymphoma, birth defects, fibromyalgia, and diabetes. So, again, you know, there's different books out there that also talk on these particular subjects. The book of Prescriptions and Nutritional Healing by Dr. James and Phyllis Balch. This aspartame under the categories of chemical poisons. So, again, there's even other doctors and writers out there that are actually basically saying some of the similar things that we said. So, you know, be diligent. Look at the packages. See what's in what you're actually putting in your body, because your body is a temple and you should treat it in such a way. You know, I'm reading another thing about neurotransmitters in the brain being affected by this and by facilitating the transmission of information from the neuro and neurons and how it affects the body. So this information is out there. This isn't, again, my opinion or in even Tony's opinion. This is actual people in the medical field, in the research field, chemists, biologists, things like that, and physicians that are actually sharing this information with us. And we're just information and sharing it with you. Go ahead, Tony.
Absolutely. And then there's some other things like leg cramps. There's muscle spasms. There's dizziness. There's headaches. There's pain shooting down your legs and through your arms. There's about 97 different side effects. And
wow.
It almost kind of reminds me of those commercials now that you hear that the pharmaceutical companies put on their ads. You know, this product may cause you to have, you know, nosebleeds, non-sleeping, drowsiness, side, you know. And certainly we're sensitive to those things that people have. But we might as well keep the problem that we have, because we got about 17 other things that we could possibly get from taking the medicine.
Right.
And aspartame is one of those things that I just really advise people to stay away from.
I hear you. Well, again, just the little bit of research that I did and evidently the ton of research that you've done. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, we've got what is it? Google and Yahoo. Again, those are plethoras of information. You know, I'm not talking about look at WYSIWYG or something like that to do your search. But, you know, look at some of these studies and some of these findings and then make your own decision. If you decide that you want to keep giving it to you, you know, yourself and your own family, then that's totally up to you and that is your right. We're not downing any particular company. And we also understand that in some cases, so much money has put into the manufacture of certain things, it's cost prohibitive for some of these companies to just go, stop the brakes, and we need to put something else in there. Plus, again, bureaucracy that we have to go through in our life. However, we still need to be the controllers. What's in your grocery store, ladies and gentlemen, you control that. You know, what's in your pharmacy to some extent, you control that. What's in your neighborhood, you control that. And we cannot continuously turn a deaf eye to things that we need to take care of. You know, as Tony said a couple of shows ago, you know, he stays away from the middle aisles when he goes into a supermarket. You know, I mean, it's a very valid point. What's in the middle? In the middle is a lot of things that have a lot of other things in it that, you know, if I was to give it to you in its purest form, you would need it. You'd look at me like I was crazy. However, you're buying it in bulk.
Yep, absolutely. And, you know, here's one more thing before we go, Zirin. Women who are planning to become pregnant, stay away from aspartame. Just looked at that and saw that, you know, one of those published statements came out not too long ago about that. The bottom line is, when you know better, you do better. And that's why we do this show every week, and we'll continue to inform people about making healthier choices, because like I said before, I had a client once who told me something, and I can't remember quite, you know, how they put it, but I said, where's your source? Where'd you get it from? And she said, 17, the magazine 17. And I'm like, whoa, you lost me right there. Because if you're going to have an argument about something that's healthy, you got to tell me that your source came somewhere better than a teenage magazine. So just because somebody said it, whether it's you, me, or doctor, whoever, I would do the research to make sure that, you know, there's a pro and there's a con. One of the things about when we talked about soy, I got a lot of feedback from people who did not know that, you know, because all we hear, well, the Japanese or the Asian people eat more soy. Well, that's really not true. And if they do, it's not the same soy. Because we do know that there's a little known factor here in the United States called Monsanto that regulates soy products. And, you know, I'm not going to get on that, so open that can of worms tonight, because you know how I feel about soy. But I had a client come in the same week after we had that show, and she had, and this is probably the thing that disturbed me the most, and I know we have to take a, you know, we have to go shortly, but they came in with this particular smoothie product. And this product, I hear it mainly on the African-American radio stations. And it's a product that has aspartame in it. This the young lady who did the commercial, it sounded like she was, you know, just straight ghetto. And they're targeting African-American people to use this product. And this product is one of the worst products I've ever seen. It has soy protein. It has aspartame in it. It has so many things. And if anybody wants to know what it is, they can call me, and I can tell them exactly what it is. But I can't believe some of the things that we hear on the radio, and just because it tastes good doesn't mean it's good for you. And all things that are good for you don't have to taste bad. That's my story I'm sticking
to. Very true. Very true. But then again, if we were to talk about all of the things that are just crazy in the world, you know,
we'd be here all night.
Yes,
we'd be here all night for sure.
Definitely would. Not that any one of us is perfect. However, come on, people. You know what I mean? Come on.
Yeah. The Bible says we perish for lack of knowledge. And that's why it's good to know.
And some people are also just scared to speak up, but such is life. Anyway, again, is there anything that you'd like to tell us in closing about aspartame, your thoughts on aspartame? We've got about 2 minutes. And ladies and gentlemen, Tony's information is also at the bottom of the site, so please feel free to contact him. He's open and willing to listen to you any and every time.
I just want your listeners to know, like I've said it, and I've probably said it over and over, to know when you know better, you do better. There's a thin line between what's healthy and what's not. But do your best to try to do natural foods. Do your best to try to eat whole foods, organic foods. I hear all the time, well, is there really a difference between organic and non-organic? Well, the cost is different, yes. I understand the cost, but the more people who buy organic and natural and whole foods, that dictates the cost of the product going down in price. A lot of the grocery stores now are going to, I remember 5-6 years ago when we were talking about gluten, and everybody wanted to only associate gluten to a celiac disease. But now we know now it's bigger than just celiac disease. It's a gut thing. It's a neurological issue. So, you know, when you know better, you do better. So inform yourself. Read some of the stuff from Sean Croxton from Underground Wellness, who's great on this stuff, who also has a blog talk radio show. Read Paul Check's stuff. Look at some of the stuff from Robert Yang, who's very good and well-informed on this stuff. These are guys who I listen to, who I talk to, and who I try to partner with to try to make this, you know, to really get this health thing going. Because if we listen to some of these guys we see on TV, man, I'm going to tell you, it's who's the sponsor, who's paying for it, and I'll say whatever you want me to say if you're going to pay for my show or this episode or this segment. So you know, make great, make wise decisions.
Yes, sir. All right, Tony. Well, thank you again for another great show and a very informative show. We truly appreciate it, and we enjoy having you on. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, again, we want to thank Tony for being on the show and for sharing his breadth of knowledge with us as we all grow and try to learn as much as we possibly can. But again, take his words for the gospel and understand, too, that, listen, when you go to buy something in the store and you think you're paying a little bit more for it, think of the things that you're buying cheap that are in the long run are going to cost you your life, are going to cost you your health, are going to cost you your wellness. Is it really worth that 50 cents or that dollar less to where you can get something that your body can actually use, metabolize, and then turn into the things that you need it to turn into? Because, again, taste, your body doesn't care about the taste. Your body cares about the minerals, the nutrients, and the positive things that those things can do. Doesn't care about the taste at all. But anyway, with that said, again, I want to thank Tony for calling in and for also being on the show today. And again, ladies and gentlemen, if you like the show, please share it with other people, and we'll continue to try to bring you the best blog talk radio that is informative and useful as we possibly can. Again, thank you very much, and have a great day.